Damn. Russell Wilson takes another L. There's so many things I want to touch on with this. I think it's a prank, but I'm getting tired of these damn pranks. I want to see more people get beat the fuck up when they pull these pranks. It's a prank, bro. It's a prank. Nah, fuck that. Take this left and this right. That ain't a prank, bitch. Take this 9 milli. That ain't a prank, bitch. Sierra should have declined that picture. She should have said, nah, I'm good, but she don't respect Russell Wilson. He's just a placeholder.
Pro tip. If you're thinking about leaving your woman, remove sex from the equation, if she hasn't removed it already. Then ask yourself, if she was a dude, would I even tolerate or entertain this bullshit behavior to begin with? I'll leave you to talk in the comments.
More men need to ask themselves that question when they're dealing with women in any capacity, or even if it's just a chick you like or a chick you're talking to. If she was a dude, would you still want to talk to her? Would you still want to be around her? If the answer is yes, that's a very good sign, because it means she has a good personality and she's actually a good person. But I can promise you most interactions between men and women would change drastically if men thought this way, because most women are not likable people to talk to. They're not enjoyable to be around. And we give a lot of passes to a lot of bullshit they do and say because we want to fuck them.
Don't say it, don't say it, don't say it, don't say it. You're just being insecure. You're just being insecure. Don't say it, don't say it. Just smile. Just smile, don't say it. Don't say it. Oh, she's popular. She is popular today, she is. Yes, she is. Oh my gosh, don't say it. Fuck it, say it.
Is that your other boyfriend?
Yeah, that's one thing that I just can't stand. Women and their phones these days. For me, it's a deal breaker. If she on her phone all day, every day, I can't do it. When we spending time together, put that fucking phone up. Period. But yeah, if you with your girl and her phone keep going off like that, don't respond in a jealous way. If anything, just be like, man, put that shit on mute. I don't want to hear it. I mean, I don't care who texts you, but I'm just tired of hearing that fucking beat.
You know what women hate is when you tell them to calm down, right? So now when she yells at me, I just go, love your energy. Love what you're doing. A little more.
That will piss them off so much. If you're not getting mad. But see, don't date women who have short tempers. See, feminine women don't feel pissed off when you tell them to calm down. Feminine women can take instruction from a man without getting mad. Feminine women know how to take criticism with grace and class.
One of the things that upsets me most in the gym is people thinking they're better than others simply because they're bigger or stronger. You're not.
This is a problem I see day in and day out every time I interact with people. Human beings want to feel like they're better than other human beings. I don't give a fuck if it's in the male community, the female community, the black community, the white community, the LGBTQ community. Men have this competition thing going on where they always want to feel superior to the man standing next to them. And men do a lot of sucker shit in the process of feeling superior or feeling tough in a room with other men. And I would say that's one of the biggest flaws that most guys on earth have. Trying to posture and have pissing contests and dick measuring contests and always trying to insult another man or tear another man down to build themselves up. That's hoe shit. That's girl shit. You're actually doing the opposite. You're not coming off as tough and cool. You're coming off as lame and weak. And this is something that I think at least 80% of men struggle with. And that's why I don't respect 80% of males. I know this is a male channel, but only a small percentage of the male population are really men and really cut from that cloth and really have character and really carry themselves in a masculine, manly way. One thing I notice, a lot of guys like to bicker and argue with other men over petty shit. And that's very girly. But then if you ask them, they're tough, masculine alpha males. I'm like, no, dude, you a bitch. And it don't matter how many people you beat up, how many people you shoot, how many weights you lift, how many bitches you pull, and how much money you make. You're still a bitch. Because you lack character. All right, let's go over this Reddit post.
So after reading the current hot post with a funny typo in the title, asking if someone is shallow not wanting to date because of body count, I remembered something my boyfriend and I talked about a bit ago. For context, I am 25, he is 28. Long story short, I only dated women my whole life and he is the first guy I ever felt attracted to.
Okay, right there. Do not date a female who was a lesbian up until the point she met you. I mean, do I really need to go into detail why? I always say if a female is bisexual, just don't deal with her. She don't even know what she wants. Like, women are difficult enough to deal with. I don't want to have to deal with if you're feeling guys or girls on any given day. It's just complete bullshit. And in this case, she's shown a track record to just prefer women, period. So the first time she get on your nerves, she gonna jump back to twat.
Been seeing each other exclusively since the end of last year, and it's the most healthy relationship I've had so far. But I'm not used to dating men and thus not sure what is normal and what isn't. A while ago we had a conversation about body count. He has had about 20 bed partners before me, all women, and I have had 6 different bed partners before him, all women. He told me that he is glad that I don't have a high body count, and I was like, why? He then proceeded to tell me that there's a difference between man and woman, that it's way easier for a woman to have sex and that it's more of a victory for a man to have sex. And that a woman with a high body count can be seen as easy and thus harder to see her as relationship material. While I agree with him that getting sex as a heterosexual woman is easier than a heterosexual man, I don't get why that should really influence your relationship, especially if you have a high body count yourself. I found it to be a weird double standard. No woman I dated has ever voiced concerns about body counts.
The reason why none of your past girlfriends mentioned anything about body count is because men are the ones who set standards in this world, period, and women just follow them. For the most part, women don't come up with laws. They haven't come up with laws. Like, men created society and created the rules and standards for society. Women are more likely to have an attitude like, oh, nothing matters. I don't judge you for anything you ever done. Let's all just be free. We're all human. We're all equal. That type of shit. Women are more likely to have that type of mentality. Many times to their detriment. But that's why your girlfriends didn't care about body count.
While I said I didn't completely agree with him, I also didn't want to start a whole discussion, so I just changed the subject. But now that I read that Reddit post, I'm not sure it was something I should have brushed off so easily. Dear Redditors that have heterosexual relationship experience, is there any point to addressing this again, or is this something I should accept if I want to continue with this man?
Yeah, stop nitpicking. You're going to find yourself nitpicking everything he does because he's a man and you're used to dating women. So if you leave the toilet seat up, you're going to be like, oh, fucking stupid man. You know, if he scratches balls and watch sports, you're like, oh, stupid man. Like, you're going to nitpick everything you do and compare it to when you were dating women. So yeah, just roll with the punches when it comes to stereotypical man stuff and man thinking. If you want to be with a man. If not, take your ass back on the coochie train.